Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hello. Today I would like to talk about well, I'm just going to jump right into it. When I was younger, at the time when I was homeless, Monday through Friday, I went to school full time. I was in high school. And then I worked Monday through Saturday. I worked at, which I don't want to get backlash, but I worked at Chick-fil-A. So we were off every Sunday. That was my first job. And I fully, when I tell you how much I loved that job, it was like, because you got to understand, I never had like anybody giving me money, especially when I was homeless or even when I lived with my mom at that brief time. I was able to pay, you know, pay for my phone bill or anything with school, or like I would just give to my mom to help her out or whatever. So I needed that income. And as soon as I turned 16, I sat down with them, the owners and the food court. When I tell you, these are the amazing, utterly amazing people to work for. Like, oh my gosh, like life lessons, responsibility, full, you know, just teaching me to be a better adult, skipping my teenage days. But on Fridays, religiously, no matter what time I got off, I went out. On my lunch break, if I wasn't hungry, I would go search for an outfit or try to figure out what I wanted to wear. Now, mind you, I mean, I had responsibilities because I was paying to stay at my homegirl's house. I was paying rent every 2 weeks, not once a month, but every 2 weeks to kind of break it off. So I still would have money to pay my phone bill, pay for food. Eventually I saved up and got a car. So I need to pay for gas, insurance, all that. So my idea of a good time was going out. And mind you, I wasn't old enough to go out. But I got cool with all the older, like most of my friends were way older. They were like, you know, 20, 21 or whatever. And this is so horrible, but they would go in and sneak. They would sneak me in, or I would get a wristband and I would go in, or I had a fake ID. So I would end up going. So every weekend, every Friday, I would go and I would party. We would drink. The thing was, I did not trust drinking at the bar. And it might sound weird, but due to my brothers, you know, always preaching to me, you know, people that could be your best friends could hurt you when it comes down to manipulating you or whatever. And I actually had one of my homegirls. I met her through a mutual friend. My mutual friend couldn't go out, so she said, hey, go out with Ashell. When Ashell went out with me, this is the first time I met her, I had my fake ID, I went in or whatever, she got slipped something in her drink. And that even like more paranoid me, because I'm like, I'm not even old enough to drink, first off. So, and she was older than me anyway, but I'm not even old enough to drink. So what if somebody slips me something I don't even know and ruins me? Like, so I was very paranoid. But the point I'm trying to make is, when I would go out, I made sure I had money so I didn't have to pay for anything or whatever. I made sure I had a full bottle. I pre-game before I went. This is so horrible. I pre-game before I went, so I bought a huge bottle. And if you rode in the car with me, I prefer to drive because I know I can make, I knew my limit. I knew that whatever happened, I can make sure I got home. You know what I mean? Instead of me riding with somebody and I have to leave when they want to leave. If I'm driving, I can leave whenever I want. So I made sure I drove. I made sure I ate before and I had to eat after. Those are main things. And then I made sure that someone rolled with me as a precaution. You know what I mean? But I was so good. This is my alcoholic phase of my life. Like, I drank heavily. So I could drink a full bottle and function. I could still walk in a straight line. It's just when you try to talk to me, I might slur a little bit, but I was still functional. It's so horrible. Do not do that now. Don't try it, kids, ever. But at the time, that was it. And then a lot of my friends didn't have the funds. And me and my homie was talking about it when we were younger. If you roll with me, we had to drink the bottle. If you roll with me, I don't care if you said you didn't have money. I'm like, come on, I got you. I did that so many times. And it was like, I want to explain why. I did that. I don't care if you were broke. Okay? If you didn't have an outfit, I would give you money for the outfit. I would pick you up, make sure you ate, because I would pay for the food too. I would pay for everything. So if you was dead broke, but you wanted to go have a good time, it was best you went with me. And my friends didn't know it at the time, but I was really hurting. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I couldn't be a teenager because I didn't have that option. I was homeless, you know what I mean? Or I was staying in my best friend's house paying rent. I was staying with other people that wasn't my family. My family didn't really mess with me at the time because of all the drama. And I couldn't really go check on my mom because my mom didn't really have a place to stay. My meals, all of the school supplies, everything relied on me. So if I didn't go to work, I wouldn't be able to pay for my uniforms or school supplies, anything. The food in my mouth, like, everything depended on me. And so on Fridays, I felt like I felt free drinking, you know what I mean? And partying and dancing or whatever. That's the only time I felt like I could at least try to be a teenager, when every part of my life was forcing me to be an adult. And I didn't do drugs. I mean, I didn't pop pills or none of that. I just drank. You know what I mean? Like, I drank a lot. And it got to a point where my drinking was so heavy to where, like, it took a lot for me to even get drunk. Or I was drunk and nobody really knew I was drunk. And the reason why, I didn't really care if you had money, because my friends are probably like, Shelby, but I acted that way to where, like, you didn't have to worry about anything, because at the time, I wanted somebody to do that for me. It's crazy. Since I was little, I've been taught, put out your actions and motives and love and care out into the world, you'll retrieve it back. So for me, like I said, my friends used to be broke. You know what I mean? Because they're kids. Ain't nobody worked. I only had a couple friends that actually worked. But everybody either got allowance. And your parents ain't going to give you allowance to go to the club. You're not even supposed to be in there. You know what I mean? So it was like, don't worry about it. I got you. I wanted them to have a good time because it made me feel happy. And with that trait I had, I still have it to this day. Like, you know, don't worry about it. I got it. You know, like, I still have that because I wanted, I don't really understand why I do it now. I guess because I've done it for so long to where I don't know how to shut it off or how not to be that. They like, people call me Mama Shelby because I always take care of things. Like, no matter what, like, I always make sure you get home always. And it's not, we don't have to go out to the club or nothing, but like a concert or something. I just want to make you feel comfortable. I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel secure. I want you to have a good time as well as I'm having a good time. You know? And I like doing that because it's just my motherly instinct to take care of and make sure everything is right. You know, like, I want you to enjoy yourself. And the crazy thing is that I focus on your enjoyment more than mine. And that makes me happy. Because when I do things by myself, those are, I have dates with myself. I have, you know, one-on-one. And when I say dates, I'm serious. I will take myself to the movies. My uncle was like, "You going to the movies?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Who going with you?" I said, "Nobody." And like, the crazy thing is, I will dress up. Not like dress crazy, like in heels or nothing. But I mean, I would just cute. Make sure my little afro is on point. I'll pick a movie. I'll go to like Studio Movie Grill. I'll order my food. I'll get a drink if I want to. If not, no worries. And I'll sit there and watch the movie. And then I'll go home. But you don't understand how, because like kids now, they'll be like, "You sound crazy or you sound boring." But you don't know how much joy that makes me feel to go out and do something for myself and enjoy that little moment. It doesn't always have to be extravagant. It could be simple little things that, you know, give me joy. But when it came down to going out, now mind you, when we was going out, like I said, we were sneaking in. I was 16. But the way I was built, I look, you know, 20, 21. Like, you know, I just looked older. And my friends were like, we talked about it, you know, when I went back out, and my friend Kendra was like, "Yeah, Shelby just used to, if you go out with Shelby, you're going to have a good time and whatever." And I remember those moments when, because Kendra had never went out to the club I went to. And he was like, "Girl, I ain't going," or whatever, whatever. And I was like, "No, come with me. You'll be fine. You'll be okay." And I remember I did get him drunk. So and the crazy thing is, I did speak to his mom. Like, I did talk to his mom before we left. Like, I went above and beyond, child. So I remember he was having so much fun. How the club was set up was, it's like little stages on each side of the club to where it's actually, you're supposed to sit on it, but people would, you know, they're so sturdy or whatever, you could dance on them. And I remember turning and looking at him, and he was dancing. And I remember starting to cry. Like, a tear fell down my eye. You know, quickly wiped it off. But I remember feeling accomplished. And then he signaled for me to come to him. He didn't see the tear because I did it real quick. Like, it fell and I hurried and caught it because, you know, I was acting like I was drunk, you know. But I really wasn't. And he's like, "Shelby, I had so much fun and this is awesome." And when he said that, I felt so much joy. Even though I was broken. Like, I was happy to give joy to somebody. Just to put a smile on somebody's face when I felt like I had nothing. Like, I know I can't go to our homecoming, K-Jawan, but at least I can spend time with you at this club. Like, I know I can't go to Sadie's, but I know I can turn up with you at this club at this point in time. I can't pay for a limo, but I can buy a bottle right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, And I knew I was so messed up at that point because I would strive to bring joy to everybody. Like my best friend, we talked about it too. Like Salika, when I would get paid, I worked in the mall. So when I would get paid, I would go to the stores. I would see an outfit that I was like, Salika would love it. And I would buy it. I bought so much clothes for her, but it was because when I lived with her, I was so thankful I had a roof over my head that I tried anything to show that I was appreciative. So I would buy her clothes and I would go home and I would give it to her. Salika is the most selfless person ever. So she would get happy. And I would just be like, thank you. A lot of people didn't know that. She knew that. You know what I mean? And she said, Shelby, you didn't have to do this. And she always told me that every time. You don't have to do this. Like, why are you doing that? I'm like, I saw it and I thought of you. You know? And that was my best friend. But I was just so appreciative that I had a roof over my head. That I didn't have to sleep in my car. You know what I mean? Like, because without that opportunity that her mom gave me, I would have been sleeping on a bench trying to figure out how I'm going to get to school. You know what I mean? Like, I had no other option. And so the little joys that I did for the people I was appreciative of, like K-Juan didn't know, spending time. Sometimes I'd go to his house and we would clown and talk. And I was hurting. But just so I can laugh and get it out and, you know, drink, those were my therapy. It helped me feel so much better about my situation. And so why I'm saying this is that even though the drinking, I'm not condoning that. Drinking is horrible to try to numb your pain. But I feel as though sometimes, you know, we don't realize how hurt we are and how much we're trying to fix us or numb the pain that we're feeling within ourselves by simple gestures. And I think that those moments with our friends, those moments that we are appreciative of, the crazy way we show gratification is us showing that we're trying to break the pain. And I didn't notice that until, you know, years later, but I was masking a pain and trying to medicate it every Friday or every payday. You know what I mean? Like, I tried to see the good in this crazy messed up situation. I tried to remove the pain I was feeling every day and make it easier to live. Because, you know, at a time I felt like I don't know if I could do this anymore. Because like I said, I was going to school full time. I was a student, you know, to 8 to 3 or you know, whatever. I forgot what time it was, like 7 to 3. I'd hurry up, catch the bus, ride the bus, get to work and work up until 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I did that every day. And I guess that's why my work ethic is like that. Like I'll work 2, 3, 4 jobs. I don't care. I've done it. But it's because at an early age, that's all I knew. And I'm telling a person, if you're actually hurting at this point, if you're actually going through a turmoil or it just seems like everything around you is unbearable, I need you to do one thing. I'm not saying drink. I'm not saying smoke. I'm not saying do any, drugs or anything. Do something that makes you smile. I think that's the simple medication that will get you through. It could be a walk through the park. It could be talking to your friends. It could be reading. It could be listening to music. And my brother had this thing where he would riding his old hoopty around Houston just to look at the beautiful lights at night. He thought nobody knew that, but I knew because he did it with me. We ride around Houston. You know, Houston is a big circle. So you just ride around in a big circle and you see the beautiful lights and listen to music. You don't know how therapeutic that is. Or maybe just to talk to somebody, or maybe not even to talk about your situation, to talk about something else. The little things that help when it seems unbearable or unrealistic or just overwhelming for you, for a hurtful or pain scenario, I think it's healthy. Meditation or, you know, going out for a hookah or playing pool or just the crazy interactions we have with people are valuable. We are human beings. It's okay to understand or not want to be alone. I think that we get wrapped up in the scenario that, you know, I need to be independent. Yeah, it's fine to be independent, but we were never designed to be by ourselves. If that was the case, everybody would be on their own planet alone. Sometimes you need that extra friend, or you need that extra person to kind of snap you out of the coma state of grief or pain. Sometimes we need that interaction with another person just so we can get through the day. I'm not saying being dependent on them, because sometimes you actually just need a break from everyone and need to be one with yourself. I think all these examples are important. We need a balance in our life. We need a full balance to understand hurt, pain, grief. And I feel like those are the important things to balance our lives in dealing with, you know, excruciating realizations that we go through every day. It's important. Find your balance. Find your, and I'm not trying to say medication, like actual, you know, antidepressants. No. What people don't realize is all those things mask. I don't want you to mask your grief. I don't want you to mask your anxiety. I don't want you to mask your pain. Forget all the masking. I want you to deal. And a smile, a laugh, a good time, a dance, or peace can help you one step further into dealing with life. Stop trying to go in an imaginary world and not deal with your reality. Deal with it.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henning signing off. Have a good one, y'all.